Rabbi Kivyegra has a fascinating question regarding a Shomer Sachar. If, let's say, someone gives a Shomer Sachar something to watch, and he says to the Shomer Sachar, take it, and obviously they agree, there'll be a set price, and therefore the Shomer Sachar is going to be chayev for Geneva Vaveda above and beyond the Pshia. His Shomer Sachar is a higher din than a Shomer Chinam. Then the Shomer Sachar is completely, completely negligent. Mamish doesn't do a thing. Doesn't do one small, Mamish zero. But yet, miraculously, or for whatever reason why, nothing is damaged, nothing is lost, everything turns out just right. What would the din be there? Would the Baal Dover, would the Baal HaChefetz have to pay the Shomer Sachar his money or not? So that's a suffix that Rabbi Kivyegra has. And Rabbi Kivyegra explains, there's two ways of understanding v'chiyuv tashlumen of a Shomer Sachar. Do you pay for the extra work you're doing, or do you pay for the responsibility you take on? Is it a chiyuv shmira, or is it a chiyuv coming from the achrayis that the Shomer Sachar has? So if you hold it's the chiyuv of him to do extra shmira, he did no extra shmira. You don't have to pay him, you paid him for his work. He did no work, he did absolutely nothing. On the other hand, if you're paying him for his kabbalas achrayis, the fact that he takes upon himself extra responsibility that if this thing is lost or stolen, he's going to pay. So that responsibility was given to him, and just because he was negligent, he lucked out. But you still owe him that money. Fascinating chakira with an interesting nafkamina suggested by Rabbi Kivyegra.